welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. This is Paul from Marion, and as always, thanks so much for joining us on the DriveCast today. Now, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 26, looking at Judas's betrayal of Jesus. I'm going to start in verse 14, and then we'll jump ahead in the chapter a bit as well. So the text says this, "Then one of the 12, the one called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and asked, 'What are you willing to give me if I deliver him over to you?' So they counted out for him 30 pieces of silver. From then on, Judas watched for an opportunity to hand him over." And then we get to Judas's actual betrayal of Jesus. And I'll pick things up in verse 48. It says, "Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. 'The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him.' Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, 'Greetings, Rabbi,' and kissed him." And now Jesus' response blows my mind. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Do what you came for, friend. Jesus, knowing what was ahead, understanding the physical, grueling torture that he would endure, understanding the mockery, understanding the false accusations and claims. Like, if somebody says something that's untrue about me, it makes me angry. Like, I get frustrated. I get angry about that. Jesus, God in the flesh, enduring all sorts of false claims, all sorts of slander, all sorts of things. His own people taking back a convicted murderer in Barabbas. Instead of sending Barabbas to be crucified, they send Jesus in Barabbas's place. I mean, just knowing what he's going to endure, and he looks at Judas and he says, "Do what you came for, friend." And it reminded me of what the Apostle Paul says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." While I was going my own way, saying, "Jesus, I'm going to do things my way, not your way," while you were going your own way, saying, "I'm going to do things my way, not your way," Jesus says, "Hey, friend, I died for you that you might have life, that you might receive the forgiveness for your sins, that you could be made new, that you could be adopted into the family of God, that you could have good work set before you to do all of these things. You could be inheritors of so many promises." And we so often just say, "You know what, I'm going to do things my own way." We look at the world like Judas looked at the high priest, the chief priest, and say, "What will you give me? What will you give me?" And in saying, "What will you give me?" we're so often betraying our Savior. And this Holy Week, might we be reminded just what Christ has done for us. He has every right, had every right to say, "They don't love me, they don't acknowledge me, they don't obey me, forget them." But no, he says, "I see you, I love you, I died that you might have life." And so I want to just encourage us that we would personally remember that reality that I didn't get what I deserve would motivate us. What I deserve is the wrath of God against my sin. I deserve the wrath of the Father against my sin, but what I get instead is grace because of what Jesus has done. Would that work in us a humility and a posture of the heart and of our lives that says, "I'm going to surrender to you, Jesus, in everything, not just on a Sunday morning, not just when I'm reading for a few minutes here and there, but in everything, I'm going to surrender to you, Jesus." Holy Spirit, work that in us. And would that also motivate us toward evangelism, toward sharing the gospel with people to say, "Hey, like, we all need saved from our sins. We're in a desperate situation." And would we maybe look at people who have wronged us, maybe people who have slandered us, maybe people who speak ill against us, and like Jesus say, "Hey, friend, like, I want to love you and care for you because you are made in the image of God, and God offers a relationship with himself to you." We wouldn't condemn, but we would desperately seek to see people reconciled to God through a saving faith in the Son. And so to that end, I want to lead us into some prayer today. And I always want to say thank you for joining us on the DriveCast. Something to be aware of coming up on Good Friday and Holy Saturday. Our team has written and recorded some very specific devotional content for you. And so there's a video for that for you and your family to utilize. You can check that out at the LifePoint blog. There's going to be a link in the e-news that you typically receive each week, as well as checking various social media pages. So we'd love to see you and have you check those things out. I'm going to pray for us. And again, I want to say thanks so much for joining us on the Drivecast today. Father, make us humble, a people who are sensitive to the leading of your Spirit, a people who are desperate for you. Jesus, thank you for calling us friends. Thank you for laying down your life that we might receive salvation. Thank you for loving us even while we are sinners and wayward. Thank you for dying in our place. Thank you for going to the cross, enduring incredible pain, enduring the wrath of the Father against my sin. Thank you for dying so that I might be made new and I might be reconciled to you. Lord, lead us into this rest of this week. Help us meditate on just what you've done and rejoice in your resurrection and have our lives surrendered to you because you surrendered your life for us. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.